Well, I'm here as a journal editor to talk about scholarship and the science of team science. And the journal I edit, though, on first glance wouldn't necessarily overlap with this very much, the American Journal of Community Psychology. What we publish is prevention, health promotion, research, individuals in social and ecological contexts. We examine multi-level problems, particularly community-level processes and interventions, look at systems and social change and culture and human diversity. However, there's strong encouragement for our journal for submissions that describe research or community collaborations as well as interdisciplinary research. And there was a question earlier on that talked about research or community collaborations. Our society, the Society for Community Research and Action that owns the journal, actually publishes a community toolbox that if you just Google those words, you're going to get a website that provides a number of different tools for research or community collaboration. The other piece about our own journal that's relevant for the science of team science, in addition to publishing empirical articles as well as reviews, we publish three new sections: mixed methods research, which we've already talked about in the last couple of days about relevance for the science of team science. We also have a new section called advancing science, in which rigorous research that did not find significant effects is published as a mini brief report. It's a very few pages in which the data is allowed to get into the literature as long as effect sizes and confidence intervals are suggestive of a promising intervention, for example. And it also advances science by addressing the filed or problem in reviews. And lastly, we publish something that I think the science of team science research would be quite interested in, is we publish first-person accounts. In this section, we have at least three different perspectives provided about a particular research project or an intervention. If folks, for example, have who do research, perhaps a research participant, a funder, an interventionist, a policymaker, all write brief, roughly 1,000 to 1,500 word summaries of their experience, and we bundle it as an article that gives some sense about a narrative of that particular project. For the science of team science, I think it would be quite helpful to have researchers from different disciplines working around a common problem describing their experience. Now, we're one journal of thousands, and thinking about scholarship for the science of team science this way, one journal at a time, is not going to be successful. And so what I want to talk about are some of the essential conditions, some of which have already been talked about in this conference, to build scholarship in the science of team science. Beginning briefly with our definition that we've used, basically been what we've talked about the last couple of days. Team science involves a collaboration among scientists from different disciplines. There's interdependence among team members. There's distributed leadership responsibility. And there's shared recognition for various products that come out of that work. The implications of this definition is that team science, as we've said the last couple of days, is a really a different way of doing science. It's not that it hasn't been done before, but it is fundamentally different in important ways from traditional science. Publishing the output of team science or traditional science is going to be comparable. If you have an interesting innovation or a discovery, that's going to get into the literature. Publishing, however, on how the science has gotten done, on the science of team science, or more broadly thought about as meta-science, is going to be more complicated. And what we're going to need to do is build an infrastructure of supports, particularly a community of scientists, to support that kind of scholarship. Now, why is a community of scientists necessary? A philosopher of science, Larry Loudon, has talked about normative naturalism. I won't go into some of the specifics here, but an important conception that he's described is that no matter how one defines science, whatever science is going to be defined by its community of scientists. Two elements relevant to that is that all knowledge claims must be evaluated through direct empirical observation. That's the naturalism side of Loudon's normative naturalism, and that we need to ground scientific practices in the norms of one scientific community. So that community, the community of scientists of team science, will then determine the norms, the customs, the values of the science that we're doing, the practices that we have, including our methods and the paradigms that we use, the parameters of what science is and is not, and the knowledge base that it draws upon, and the forms of communication among scientists and the language that's used. Now, as a journal editor, This is what you don't want to get when you're editing a journal and you get a review back. For those who can't see in the back, that we have a goofy looking editor here at the bottom. And one of the reviews that he's gotten back is, on the whole, it says, "I found it to be quite marvelous and yet desperately awful at the same time, apart from the mediocre bits." Now, you get a review like this alongside of a rejection, the decision's going to be pretty easy. And without a community of scientists to define what about a particular submission was useful, those are the kinds of reviews that you're likely to get. Another kind of review that you might get is something like this, where the standards are so high that very little research gets published. And so here, for those again in the back, can't read the bottom, it says, "Most scientists regarded the new streamlined peer review process as quite an improvement." And we have people running a gauntlet to getting a paper accepted at the end, having to endure an awful lot of punishment. In the absence of a community of scientists to define what is appropriate science of team science, what is useful, what contributes to the field, we'll get this kind of review as well, and things won't get published. So by way of essential conditions for scholarship in the science of team science, I propose there are three things that are needed. One is, you need a community of scientists. And one of the great things about this particular conference is I think it begins to represent, as well as a few earlier meetings that have happened about this topic, a representative group of a community of scientists about team science that can provide a basis for defining that field. Second, we need venues for that community to interact on the science. A conference like this is one of them, other meetings. Kara Hall, in that wonderful presentation about the team science toolkit, provides a number of different ways to illustrate how informal communication through listservs, blogs, other kinds of resource exchange can be very helpful for building that community, as well as Bonnie Spring's discussion about online learning modules. That'll be, again, an informal way for people to learn and to share information with one another. So we need that as well. Another set of venues is the one that I'm most interested in, is the scholarly outlets, journals, monographs, and books that will move this field forward. And finally, as many people have talked about already the last couple days, we need an economic infrastructure to support the scholarly publication. Now, what we'll need is direct funding on the science of team science. The Interdisciplinary Research Consortium that I'm a part of at Yale carved out of our consortium dollars, out of our admin core, a longitudinal mixed method evaluation to evaluate a reasonably large size consortium of roughly 60 scientists that allows us to do that. But that meant that we had to take away money from the science itself. And not every consortium can be expected to do that and may see the value of that. So direct funding, federally or through foundations, is critical. We also need academic incentives that have been talked about throughout. Jamie talked about that as well from the Promotion and Tenure Committee. Yesterday, people talked about reorganizing departments within the university. Small steps are happening there, and once I think a critical number of players are starting to make those steps, it'll start to become more of the norm within academia. And finally, we'll need publisher incentives. And for a publisher's perspective of how this is going to work is there going to be a market for the science of team science? And once again, that actually takes us right back to here. If you have a community of scientists and practitioners on the science of team science, and we have people interested in what they have to say, like policymakers, there will be a market for this work in the scholarship. Finally, I want to talk briefly about the kinds of journals, the way to think about the kinds of journals to publish this work. And there's four types, as far as I can tell. I welcome other suggestions here in addition to these. Is one set of journals are those that are consider the impact of science more broadly, that are willing to publish about how science is done on meta-science because it has some impact on science practice and policy. Examples are science, nature, clinical and translational science, social science and medicine, research policy. Those are examples of journals that do that sort of work. Another set of journals would publish, also have an interest in how journals impact science, practice, or policy, but in relationship to a particular challenge, in this context, a public health challenge, like cancer, addiction, climate change, or prevention. A third set of journals may have some interest in this area because they're interested in a particular area of research that overlaps with the science of team science, like small group research, social network analysis, measurement journals, systems or social change journals, or the philosophy of science. And finally, a fourth set of journals are those that are interested in evaluating the science of team science as a practice endeavor. Typically, evaluation journals would be those such as the American Journal of Evaluation, Evaluation Review, and Evaluation and Program Planning. Thank you.